Hello, Nightiques.
Hi, is Rhonda there?
This is her.
Hey, Rhonda, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Fine, thanks.
Good, good. Hey, yeah, just wanted to touch base with you. We were in contact a couple months back. You know, not sure you remember, but we do equipment financing, working capital. And, I just want to see how the business is going so far this year and see what you had planned for the remainder of the year.
We actually have had a really slow start this year, and so I really don't think we're going to be purchasing anything. Wasn't that we didn't have work. It was being subs. We had a slow start. Nobody was ready for us. So we're just now, like, in overload, so I really don't look for us to make any changes.
Okay. No problem. And what do you think, you know, caused the slow start this year? Just the jobs didn't come through, or...?
Actually, we went into the first of the year, we were tooting our horns. We had more work on the books than we've ever had for January, and within no time, three of the companies took their jobs and did them within house, so we lost three contracts at once.
Wow, that's crazy.
Because they were having trouble, so they did the work in-house, so that was a step back, and then the work that we had, we just couldn't get it started because everybody was dragging their feet. You know, and being excavators, we have to wait till they're ready for us. So,
right.
Pretty much, that's the story.
Oh man, I'm sorry to hear that. Has that happened in the past, or is it?
Never.
That's
crazy. I mean, there's times that we have a little trouble getting something started, but we had our men laid off in May. We've never had them laid off. I mean,
wow.
Maybe a week in the winter. Never. But it's been totally different.
Wow, I wonder, do you think, you know, this next year will be better, or is it election year?
Being in the excavating business for years, you have a good year, you have a bad year, you have a mediocre year, you never know.
Right.
Has to do with the weather, who you're working for.
Uh-huh.
Same way with collecting the money. It's one time things are good, one time you're scrambling. So.
Right.
It's just how it is in the excavating, or in any kind of construction business.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, and I know that's, you know, pretty typical. And that's, you know, what we kind of help out as well. We do the equipment financing side if you guys did have equipment, but we also do, you know, working capital, which is unsecured cash. And a lot of, you know, companies use it like a bridge loan, you know, to get in between tough times, or if your customers have those, you know, 60, 90 day payouts. I'm not sure what kind of contract they're on.
Yeah, we actually have $150,000 on unsecured. So,
okay.
Thing of the past, that's like people don't even get that anymore. So we really probably wouldn't be interested.
Right, and that's what do you mean people don't get that anymore?
Unsecured.
Yeah, that's what we have. It's
working
capital's unsecured, so it's however you see fit, and we can generally free up, you know, 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales. So that's usually how much, you know, we can free up. And, you know, it doesn't mean you have to take the full amount if you guys just needed X amount to get you through.
Interest rate on your money?
Right, and that varies because it is a shorter term loan. But generally, like what I've seen, it starts around, you know, 10 cents on the dollar and then goes up from there depending on, you know, the terms. Because it really depends. It's not like an interest rate on a line of credit. You know, they give you a percentage you pay, and it constantly compounds. This is more like you're like, okay, I have this job in 4 months. I need a bridge loan, you know, so I only need to take out X amount of dollars for 4 months. So we get you approved, and then we will, you know, we come out with the terms. And it's more like a custom loan, if you think of it that way. Have you guys worked with any working capital companies in the past?
No, we always stay local.
Right, and I know you mentioned unsecured, no one does it anymore. That's why I was curious if you guys did take one out. Or do you use lines of credit?
Not much.
Okay.
Usually if we buy a piece of equipment, it's through the company, and most times we pay it off before the due date.
Right. And that's why sometimes people have a large line of credit, and sometimes they just use, you know, the equipment, or they buy equipment with it, which is a smart, you know, if you can pay it off right away. A lot of companies aren't in that position to do so. So it's definitely, we're able to get them the equipment and extra cash if needed. So it's like a bonus, you know, if you will. But
I appreciate your phone call, but like I said, you know, we really try to use our local people, and, you know, that's where we're known. And, you know, I think because we've been in business so long, financially, we don't really need to do anything different right now.
Right. No, I totally understand that. And, like, I'm not trying to ruin any relationships. It's just another option for you guys if you did have, you know, something come up. You know, we could definitely help you out.
I do appreciate you, you know, your offer. It's just I don't really think that we would be using it right now.
Okay, no problem. That's fine. Rhonda, is there like an email I can send you some info you have on file in case something does come up in the future?
Sure can. It's Dig, D-I-G.
Uh-huh.
R-H-O-N-J.
Okay.
At AOL.com.
At AOL.com.
Make sure you let me know what it's for so I hang on to it.
Right, yeah, and it's, I'll give it just equipment and capital and then my contact information.
Okay.
So is there anything you want me to put in the subject line? So you know it.
Put your name, and then that way, you know, I'll put it on your name.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, okay. So that way, yeah, just keep it on file, and if, you know, something does come out, we can get approvals in 24 hours, you know, and funded in 48. We're really quick, so.
Okay, well, I appreciate it. And again, things can change quickly in the construction business, so.
Exactly, yeah.
I will keep it on hand.
Okay, sounds good, Rhonda. Well, thank you for your time. Yeah, have a good day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.